All right, Rabbi Say, good morning. Let's begin. So we are picking up on page Yud in the Parak Rishon of Tomer Devora. It's the same page that I sent out on the WhatsApp group the other day. So I think I sent it out, right? It was on the WhatsApp. Okay. All right. So we'll see. So remember again, we're speaking about the midah of Sashlich Bimtsulos Yam Kol Chatosam. The idea being that HaKadosh Baruch Hu goes ahead and casts into the depths of the sea all of our sins. So remember again, very quickly, what we discussed yesterday was this idea that every action has a reaction. And therefore, ultimately, again, every chait, every sin, carries with it some type of onesh, some type of punishment, or what we call yisurin, some type of suffering. After a person sins, the Ramak says, he prays to HaKadosh Baruch Hu that yisurin, the fallout of the sin, the repercussions of the sin, should be minimal. Then the Ramak, okay, so that was part number one. Then the Ramak goes ahead and introduces the idea that in the incredible rachm, the incredible compassion of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he gives us these mechanisms through which sin is lifted up from us and placed on something else in order to absolve off of sin. So, of course, the paradigmatic example of that is the Seir La'azazel, is the goat on Yom Kippur, where the kohen confesses the sins of Klal Yisrael on that goat, but then that goat is subsequently thrown over the cliff. So, if you take a look, let's look at the last three lines on page Yud. So, the Tomer Devora says, the Ramak says, so what's the pshat? Meaning, why can't it be that the sins are confessed onto the goat, and the goat goes on for arichus yamim v'shanim, right? Let the goat just go out to pasture. Why does the goat have to be thrown off the cliff? What's this idea? He says, v'atam shakodesh baruch hu gazer al olamo, shekomi shi'ase king yisbatel. Now we're going to read it, and then we're going to explain it afterwards. But the Ramak says, essentially, anything that is a vehicle for the atonement of the sins of Klal Yisrael, the decree of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, is that item at some point in time has to cease to exist. So therefore, the goat, which carries the sins of the Jewish people, has to cease to exist. V'chein, listen to this. V'chein ha'even shal mitzvas ha'niskolin. V'asayif shal mitzvas ha'neheragin tu'unin kavura. This is fascinating. Remember again, back to our Sanhedrin days, the halacha is the sword used to carry out the execution of someone who's condemned to death by Beis Din. The stones that are used to kill someone who is subject to stoning, the halacha is they have to be buried. They have to be buried. Now think about this. This is just amazing. What Ramak is doing is he's comparing the stone used for stoning, the sword used for beheading, with the goat used to carry the sins of the Jewish people. What's the common denominator between all of these things? They're all vehicles for atonement. You see, remember again, in the Judaic penal system, so death penalty is not punitive. A death penalty atones. So you're supposed to say, isn't that the interesting idea? There's a whole machlokas, obviously we know, about the death penalty in this country. Right? Should it be? So it's interesting. There's no machlokas about death penalty in Judaism. Why not? See, the machlokas here is rooted in the idea that executing someone is a punitive measure. So should you punish someone with death? In Yiddishkeit, the incredible part is death penalty is not punitive. It is not punitive. It's actually an atonement process. That there are certain crimes that are so severe that cannot be atoned for anything but death. But death. So therefore, again, the death is atonement. Therefore, the vehicle, the stones, or the sword, are the vehicles of atonement, and therefore they're buried. So the common denominator is anything that is used to carry or to lift the sins of the Jewish people, to lift it up from the Jew, and to atone for it, has to essentially be taken out of existence. So the seir is thrown off the cliff, the stone, the sword, is buried. But that's what's happening here. Now what's the pshat? Meaning, so what does that mean? Skip down a little bit to the next paragraph. I'm now on page Yud Aleph. Skip to the paragraph that begins, Vahainu. Vahainu v'sashlich b'msulos yam kol chatosam. So this is amazing. He says, Ramak says, that sword, that stone, that goat, they now carried the sins of the Jewish people. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, in his incredible compassion for us, when he forgives us, wants to erase any last vestige of the sin. So what does he do? He decrees that anything that is associated with our sin ultimately be destroyed. That it just not mean that when the person does tshuva, or when tshuva occurs, what HaKadosh Baruch Hu is saying is tshuva is so powerful that I want to erase any vestige of the sin. And part of that erasure is erasing the items themselves which carried or somehow lifted or atoned for the sin of the people. The goat carries the sins, has to be erased, thrown off the cliff. The sword carries the sin. The stone carries the sin, buried. That's v'sashlich b'msulov siyam kol chatosom. What's the imagery over here? When you throw something into the depths of the sea, then what? Then what? It's gone. It's gone. You can't find it, right? You just can't find it. It's gone. Yirtza mashlich koach adin lahapil al yedei elu shemitzulos yam varishom ki yam nigrash ki hashkeit lo yuchav vayigrushumei arevish. That's it. Elohim ha'usim demi Yisrael sheyashuv achar kach gemul v'roshav. So we'll say, listen to this. Do you remember how the Ramak started? How did the Ramak start? The Ramak started by saying that when we sinned, HaKadosh Baruch Hu handed us over into the hands of certain tyrannical, evil individuals. Then we did tshuva. And then HaKadosh Baruch Hu not only redeemed us from our suffering, but what? But punished, destroyed these individuals. And if you remember again, the Ramak asked, why do you have to do that? Why are you destroying a Paro? Why are you destroying a Haman? Just redeem us. Just redeem us. And Shalom on Yisrael. I don't need them to be destroyed. Remember, that's not, you know, that there's not a Judaic value in taking revenge upon your oppressors. We don't see that per se. In fact, we never usually end up taking revenge. Because Baruch Hu takes revenge. So what's the pshat? So now the Ramak says, I'll tell you why. This is amazing. I'll tell you why. Because Paro, Haman, Nebuchadnezzar, all of these people became like the goat of Klal Yisrael. They became the sword. They became the stone. They became the vehicle, the mechanism of atonement. They lifted or carried the sins of Klal Yisrael. But when HaKadosh Baruch Hu forgives us, what he wants to do is erase any vestige of the sin. Not just lift it up from us, but erase any vestige. In order to erase any vestige, what does HaKadosh Baruch Hu have to do? He has to erase the Seir La'azazel. He has to erase those who lifted our sins for us. And in this strange way, Paro did that. Nebuchadnezzar did that. Haman did that. Therefore, when HaKadosh Baruch Hu forgives us, part of that process is the erasure of the vehicles of atonement. The same way that ultimately, again, the goat is thrown off the cliff, Paro is destroyed, Haman is destroyed, Nebuchadnezzar is destroyed. That's v'sashlich b'msulos yam kol chatosam. The HaKadosh Baruch Hu is taking any last vestige of the sin and he's erasing it. An incredible, incredible idea. He goes on, he says, v'atam mitnei sha'achar she'yisor kiblu adin. HaKadosh Baruch Hu misnachim afilu amash shekadam v'tovei elbonam. V'lo dai ela ani ketzafti ma'at v'hima azru l'ra. There's another piece to this. That after HaKadosh Baruch Hu goes ahead and after Klal Yisrael accepts judgment and does tshuva, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to a certain degree, is actually very, really amazing. HaKadosh Baruch Hu feels a sadness as to what he has had to do to his children. In order to go ahead and address that divine sadness, he erases any vestige of Klal Yisrael, of his children's sin, as well as ultimately, again, even those who created the oppressive situation. So that's v'sashlich b'msulos yam kol chatosam. Not only does HaKadosh Baruch Hu go ahead and okay, I wouldn't touch it. Michael is he's on it, right? So, I know. Everything is off. It's not you. It's me, right? I'm off, right? So the idea over here is that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gets rid of any last vestige of the sin, throws it into the depths. So we'll say, let's finish. What's the message for us? Gam b'miduzu tzarech lehisnahiga adam in chavera. So we'll say, it's actually quite beautiful. We have to bring this attribute to our interpersonal relationships. How so? Afilu sheyihyeh rasha meduka b'yisurin. We'll say, let's say even I know someone who's a Rasha. I know someone who's a Rasha. Right? Meduka b'yisurin. And The truth is, it's clear the person is suffering as a result of his sins. Now, how a person knows that, I don't know. I don't know. But okay, he says, Al yisna'ehu. This is the point. Do not hate the sinner. Do not hate the sinner. Acher sheniklo haruka achicha. What I will say, because if the sinner is experiencing difficult times, so says the Ramak, that means that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is visiting din. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is visiting strict justice upon that individual. Harihuka achicha, he's like your brother. V'karif hamerudim v'hane enoshim v'irachim aleihem. V'adrabo yatsili miyad oyev. V'al yomer avono garam lo. Let me adapt the words of the Ramak just a little bit. What the Ramak is saying is as follows. When HaKadosh Baruch Hu forgives, what does he do? And this is amazing. What does he do? He erases any vestige of the sin. Including what? Now we see including what? Including the oppressor. Right? Why? Because the oppressor is part of the dynamic of our sin as well. I sin, oppression comes, and there, so when HaKadosh Baruch Hu forgives me, not only does he forgive my sin, and is that sin lifted off of me, but even those associated with my sin are also erased. So the Haman is erased, the Paro is erased, the Nebuchadnezzar is erased, because when HaKadosh Baruch Hu forgives, he purges the sin in its totality. Says the Ramak, sometimes we encounter interpersonal conflict. Right? Sometimes we have difficulty with people. So Ramak says, and sometimes we forgive. Sometimes we do forgive. But real forgiveness means purging every last bit of the animosity. Just like when HaKadosh Baruch Hu forgives, he lets go of everything. He purges everything. When I forgive the other, I have to also purge everything. See, they both say, what's the challenge we sometimes reach? You know, I've mentioned this before. You know where you see this come up often? You see this come up often in the realm of Shalom Bayis. So what happens? A couple has a disagreement. Okay, everybody makes up. Everything is fine. Wonderful. Let's assume for argument's sake the husband did something wrong. Right? Just for argument's sake. So what happens? The wife forgives him. Shalom Bayis. Well, everything is great. Then something amazing happens. The next time they get into an argument, so what happens? So the wife gets angry. And you remember that last time? And the husband's thinking to himself, I thought you forgave me for that, right? I thought we filed that one. I thought that's done. Let's say, all kidding aside, that's human nature. Human nature is we forgive, but still we sometimes carry around with us some of the residual animosity. It's unhealthy because when you're carrying around residual animosity, it prevents you from reconnecting in a meaningful way. The incredible part, now again, obviously, we're modeling ourselves after HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The Ribbono Shel Olam is the Ribbono Shel Olam. It's much harder for us to assimilate his character traits, but it's what we aspire to nevertheless. V'sashlich ben tzulos yam kol chatosam means, when HaKadosh Baruch Hu forgives, he forgives in totality to the point that he erases any vestige of the previous sin. When we encounter interpersonal conflict and we want to repair a relationship, we have to strive for this same level. See, I want to be clear. It doesn't mean I forget. People don't really ever forget anything. So I'm not going to forget if someone hurt me. I'm not going to forget if someone did something bad to me. But there's a way to remember, but still release any vestige or still purge any vestige of animosity. I don't feel anger. I don't feel a hatred. I don't feel negativity towards the other individual. Chazal Baruch Hu doesn't forget either. Chazal Baruch Hu can't forget. Part of what makes, well, I shouldn't say God can't do anything. Part of what makes Chazal Baruch Hu is time, past, present, future is all the same. So to say he forgets something would be erroneous. But yet you see, he doesn't forget, yet he purges any vestige of the sin. As a human being, I'm generally not going to forget if someone wrongs me. But what I can do is v'sashlich b'mtsulos yam kol chatasam. From my heart, I could erase any vestige of animosity, any vestige of negativity. V'sashlich b'mtsulos yam kol chatasam. All right, we'll stop over here for today. Shkoyach. I'm sorry. There we go.